Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Hump Day. Trying to get you a little bit closer to Thursday. A big shout outs and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Thank you to every single one of you all listening, because this is when I get started. Every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. We got a lot to talk about over the next 4 hours, and we will do it right here with you. First of all, unfortunately, we learned about the passing of one of the greatest running backs of all time in Gale Sayers. We'll talk about Gale. Andy Reid, he has high praise for Patrick Mahomes, compares him to an existing Hall of Famer. We're going to spend some time talking about unique coaches in sports. Deion Sanders is a coach in Jackson, Mississippi, down at Jackson State. Yes, Deion Sanders is a coach. Prime time. They're legitimately calling this man Coach Prime. Let's see what he can do for Jackson State. Let's see what he can do for HBCUs. Let's see if he can bring in some high talent, great talent. We've already gotten some rumors and, you know, hearing about some of the people that he would bring in as coaches, as Sapp and an Owens, and we found out that that wasn't true. That seemed like odd nonsense once I saw it. But we're going to talk about Deion Sanders, the coach, and we're going to talk about some other athletes who have been unique, who have been eccentric. You know, Steve Nash got a coaching job a few weeks ago, and I couldn't understand why people were so up in arms about it. Let's talk about some other athletes who would make interesting coaches. And of course, I'm not going to be conventional about it. We're going to do that in an hour's time. Don't you move. I'm going to give you a new top six list. This is a list of athletes that I would love to absolutely see coach. Unconventional, believe me. Trust me on that one. Tyrod Taylor. Can you think about someone being injured by the team doctor? I'm going to break down what happened to Tyrod Taylor that got Justin Herbert some playing time. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. Kevin Durant is not in the bubble, but he has some comments on what winning a title in this bubble might mean. And obviously, right now, this moment, the Eastern Conference Finals are going on between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. And to no one's surprise, it's another close game. The third quarter is getting ready to start. The Miami Heat lead 50-44. You want to talk about an anomaly here, looking through the box score, watching the first half. Jason Tatum, 0 points, 0 for 6 in the first half. Who knows if it's an injury? Who knows if Miami's defense is a little too stifling for him right now? Unusual for the All-Star to come out and have 0 points in the first half. But then still, Boston only being down 6 points. Let's see what they do. Tyler Hero leading the way for the Miami Heat, 15 points. Jimmy Butler, 11. Bam Adebayo, 10. And we know what this matchup was going to look like. And I've said this matchup was going to be close all the way through. And here we have it as Miami leads the series 2-1. trying to go up 3-1. This will be a fork in the Boston Celtics if they do not win this game. I certainly don't think that they have Denver Nuggets magic in them. So you can go ahead and forget about that. And speaking about the Denver Nuggets, man, we got a lot of callers in last night, quite a few. One who even, couldn't keep his mouth clean, who wanted to talk about how much I have been disrespectful to the Denver Nuggets. Like the Denver Nuggets are my next door neighbor. Like the Denver Nuggets are a walking epitome of a human being. They are a basketball team. They are an exceptional group of young men who play basketball at the highest level. They are a group of young men who have shown determination, who can go out and win two series despite being down 3-1. They have amazing, transcendent talents in Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who has now continued to emerge as an amazing scorer and basketball player. Shoutouts to Canada. What more do you want me to say about the Denver Nuggets? They lose, they come back, they win. You know what? That sounds pretty mediocre to me. I think it's amazing that you can win. I think the Nuggets have some staying power, but let's be real here. They were down in the hole and had to dig out. What do you want me to say? That they're amazing and just whooping everybody's ass? They're not. Hey, we got another caller last night who says, oh, well, it could be 2-1. Well, guess what? It's not, okay? You could have been born in Europe. You could have not been born at all. What do you want from me? I'm just trying to call it like I see it. The Nuggets are a great team. They wouldn't be in this damn spot. But I like the Lakers better. So relax on the disrespect. I don't know why sports fans disrespect this team and disrespect that. You know what disrespect is? Slapping somebody's mama. Talking about somebody's wife. Being mean to a child or someone who's elderly. That's disrespectful. Don't talk to me about a collection of men playing a sport and tell me that is I'm being disrespectful. If you want disrespectful, hit me up, call me, and then we can talk about what disrespect is. But all kudos and love to the Denver Nuggets, because the reality is the Nuggets, regardless of who I think is going to beat them, the Denver Nuggets are our team that I think has the longest staying power right now in the NBA. When you think about young squads and you think about teams that will have the ability to compete in the long run, I like the Nuggets. And it's because they do have a center in Nikola Jokic, who used to look like a Pillsbury Doughboy, and now he looks like he thinned out quite a bit. If this man is in shape, which he has shown to be here in the bubble, then I got no issue with what Nikola Jokic is going to do throughout the duration of his career. He quietly, and it's ridiculous to think this is quiet, this man got a 5-year, $147 million contract a couple of seasons ago, a couple of years ago. He is a free agent in 2023. You know where Nikola Jokic is going? Probably no damn where. Jamal Murray, he's sitting on a 5-year deal, $170 million, that doesn't start until next season. Jamal Murray is still on his rookie deal. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they are a combination. They're not going anywhere. And when you think about the NBA and you want to think about teams that have staying power into the future, who has the best odds of being competitive, who has the best odds of growing, you got to look at the Nuggets. So there's your respect. How about that? Jamal Murray, his deal starts next year, like I said. Nikola Jokic, he's not a free agent. He's already sitting in the middle of a big deal. He'll get a bigger one. He's not a free agent until 2023. A matter of fact, Nikola Jokic got paid. Jamal Murray is going to get paid at the conclusion of this season starting next year. This is what Nikola Jokic had to say about Jamal Murray, his play, and how important he is.
I really truly believe that he's a superstar, and he's a really big part of this team. So he carry us today and bunch of nights. So I'm really glad that he's my teammate.
Yeah, well, I think they got a whole lot more years of being teammates to come. Jamal Murray is 23 years old. Jamal Murray, I will repeat it again to you. He is 23 years old. This man is going to get a $170 million coming his way over the next 5 years. Nikola Jokic is 25 years old, okay? The Denver Nuggets aren't going no damn where. If you want to think about age, if you want to think about talent, and you want to really think about the fact that, hey, on the case of Jamal Murray, I believe he can be better than what he is. If Nikola Jokic can maintain his conditioning, I think the Denver Nuggets will be around for a long time. And I think that the Nuggets are more than likely to not have more staying power than maybe the team that they're facing off against right now with the Los Angeles Lakers. We know LeBron James went to L.A. This is his second year of his contract. Last year was basically a wash as he was gone with his groin injury. LeBron James is 35 years old. In a couple of months in December, he's going to turn 36. And the reality is LeBron can leave after next season. But why would he? He's going to get paid $41 million. Maybe he feels that he can go ahead and start netting a two-year deal and maybe get 45. I have no idea. We have to see what the salary cap looks like. But obviously, the Lakers in their immediate future over the next, I'd say, 2 to 5 years, a lot of it is tied to, obviously, their two superstars. You have LeBron James and you have Anthony Davis. At least in the case of LeBron, you know, at minimum, you're going to get another year of LeBron. More than likely, you're probably going to get LeBron for $41 million in the last year of his contract. Let's see. Maybe he decides to renegotiate. That's been LeBron's MO. It's not like LeBron is hurting for money. This is someone who's on his way to being a billionaire. And then you have Anthony Davis, the other superstar, obviously ending his five-year, $127 million contract that he signed with the Pelicans. He can opt out and be a free agent this year. And why wouldn't you? He can make $28 million next year. He can sign in for that. But if you can say, hey, give me $30 million over the next, 5 years, why wouldn't Anthony Davis do that? And we know how important Anthony Davis is to the squad. I told you, every team, we've now moved from trios into duos. And Frank Vogel, head coach of the Lakers, he knows how important LeBron and AD are to the future and now.
The combo of LeBron James and Anthony Davis is just, if one of them's not going, the other one is. When they're both going at the same time, we're near impossible to stop. And, those guys both carried each other throughout the game and obviously a big part of the win.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Just because we don't know what's going to happen with LeBron, I think it would be amazing if LeBron, and I believe he'll finish his career with the Lakers. I think he'll go to 40. It'd be nice if LeBron finishes as the NBA's all-time leading scorer, passes Kareem in a Lakers jersey. I think that'd be great. It'd be cool to pick up a championship in about a month's time and maybe another one. I think that'd be awesome. So I think as long as LeBron stays in L.A., as long as Anthony Davis decides to stay in L.A., which isn't a given, who's to say that Anthony Davis doesn't want to go to Chicago, go home, try to build his own legacy? He got a ring with the Lakers. Maybe he wants to go home. We don't know. And for that reason, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm as confident in the Lakers' long-term future as I am with the Nuggets. And then obviously we have the Miami Heat, which are playing right now. Jimmy Butler signed his contract before this year, 4 years, $140 million. He's a little bit older than some of the younger players I mentioned. A Jokic, a Murray, he's about 10 years older than all of these guys. When Jimmy Butler is a free agent in 2023, he's going to be about 34 years old. Anthony Davis is 27 right now. But Jimmy Butler, he loves the Miami Heat's culture. And that's why ultimately, the Heat, they seem to be competitive. Why? Because you got an all-time great and Pat Riley leading the squad. This is what Jimmy Butler had to say about the Heat and their culture.
think Coach Pat and Spo do a good job of picking those guys, so they already got it. Somehow, some way, they already know the guys that are going to fit in here. To tell you the truth, to fit in here, you just gotta care about winning. That's the number one thing. Try to win in that championship, and we got a group of guys that want that night in and night out every single day. There's only one goal in our mind, and that's to win it.
Damn, every time I hear Jimmy Butler talk, and he talks about winning, I can't help but think about his time with the Sixers. His time with the Wolves. I comes to mind a Wiggins, a Towns, an Embiid. You talk about a passion for winning. I know he's not necessarily throwing shots, but that's how it seems to me. That's how I interpret it. And the Miami Heat, yeah, they got some great young shooters. Tyler Hero looks good. Duncan Robinson looks good. But I don't know if they'd be two guys that I'd peg my future on. But I do know this. Miami will be competitive into the future, as they always have been, because they got a guy named Pat Riley. And whether it means developing players like the men I just mentioned, or whether it means going out to get a free agent, the Miami Heat will be competitive. But it's less certainty there. And then also, you obviously have the team they are taking on right now with the Boston Celtics. The combination of Jason Tatum and Brown is crazy. Jason Tatum looks like he will be someone, and he is. He is developing into a superstar. Okay? Jason Tatum, he has 2 years left on his contract. He's going to be eligible for the max at the end of this season. It's just a matter of how much money he can get, because the whole world has gone to the toilet. We know that. What is the salary cap going to look like? Before the world went to where it is, Tatum, he could have netted in a new contract between $180 to $217 million. And that is strictly, that's strictly on his basketball deal. Tatum is 22 years old. That would be the max for him. Let's see if those numbers come down. Okay, and then if you want to go ahead and look at Jaylen Brown, I mean, his four-year deal, $115 million, that starts next season. He's 23. And then you have a quote-unquote old Kemba Walker, who's not old by any stretch of the imagination, at 30 years old. But Kemba, you know, he just started a four-year deal, $140 mil. And I think the way the NBA is going to have two wings that are developing at the rate of Tatum and Brown is amazing. Brown has grown just beautifully himself. Someone who was an athlete, who was a slasher, who's established a jump shot, who's become a better ball handler. And then you have Jason Tatum, who just looks like a killer. So if you're asking me, teams that have bright NBA futures, not just for right now, but over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, it wouldn't surprise me if the Boston Celtics pick up a title. It wouldn't surprise me if the Nuggets keep fighting and competing and compete for a title, especially if Murray keeps going. And then you also have Porter Jr. if he's healthy. The Heat will compete. The Lakers, if LeBron is there, I don't see any reason for them to be down in the dumps. So you want to talk about the four teams that are left? I honestly believe that the Celtics have the brightest future. The Nuggets, the Lakers, and then the Heat, in that order. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If we're thinking out for the next several years, which NBA team has the best talent for the long run? Call me up right now. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I like the Celtics. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Celtics and the Miami Heat, they are still fighting it out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami leads the series 2-1. But right now, this minute, with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter, Miami leads 69 to 66. And if the Celtics go down 3-1, you can basically say they are finished. Before we went to break, I broke down. I talked with you about the four remaining teams. And I believe the Lakers will win the championship this year. But when it comes down to who has the brightest future of the four remaining teams, I went with the Boston Celtics. And I'm talking about 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now. If I think any of these teams are going to have the most success, I can look at the Celtics. I think when you look at the age of their young stars, okay, Kemba Walker is 30. Okay, he might be in his prime in basketball years. But then you have Tatum, you have Brown, 22 and 23 years old, respectively. Tatum is a killer, is developing into more of a consistent one. Jaylen Brown, I think he's already, I don't want to say he's maxed out, but he's done better than what I thought he would be. And he's advanced quicker. His game, his shot selection, his shooting, he's gotten better. I want to open up the phone lines to you if you have a thought right now. Which of the remaining NBA teams has the brightest future? That number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. So when I look at the four remaining teams and I think about their future, I like the Celtics. I like their youth. I think there's a strong possibility at some point over the next several years that this combination of Tatum and Brown, and maybe Kemba will be there, maybe Kemba won't. But I think you have the opportunity to put ancillary pieces around Tatum and Brown, and they will still compete because you got two stars right there. LeBron and Anthony Davis, we don't even know if Anthony Davis is going to stick around past this season. LeBron James at this point is almost 2 years at a time, a year plus an option. The Heat have Jimmy Butler and their young shooters. I always think the Heat will be competitive. And then, yes, for everybody out there who thinks I don't give the Denver Nuggets any type of respect, I showed them a lot of love because Jokic and Jamal Murray, they're not going anywhere. And we know how difficult it can be just in the West. I mean, we've heard stories already about the Clippers. They have an opportunity to come back next season, and if we can get a full 82-game slate, the Clippers, who's to say that they won't go win 50 games, go to the playoffs, make a lot of noise, and get wiped out again? Isn't that what the Clippers do? The Rockets, I'm looking at the standings right now. Do you have any hope or confidence in them to do anything different that they've done or haven't done over the past several years? For James Harden to average more than 30 points per game, ultimately to go to the playoffs and get wiped out? You have the Dallas Mavericks, Luka. I think Luka has a championship in front of him one day. Maybe not with Kristaps Porzingis. I don't know if you can ever trust that guy to stay healthy. But I believe Luka has a title in his future. I think at some point, sooner than later, we'll see. The Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, but Gobert. I mean, I think Donovan Mitchell needs some solid help. The Grizzlies with Ja Morant. Ja Morant is going to grow, but these teams are further and further away. And then when you take a look at the Eastern Conference, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 5 years from now on the Bucks. Oh, please tell me what the Bucks are going to do, you know, over the next several months that's going to make a difference. Who the hell are they going to sign? What are they going to trade? How can they come back with a different team? And also, how can Giannis Antetokounmpo, how can he develop as a basketball player? The Toronto Raptors, I'm sorry. The time for the Raptors is done. It was done when Kawhi Leonard left. This was their best shot. Maybe if Pascal Siakam can get better and not just be an all-star, but perform like one in the playoffs at all times, maybe the Raptors have a future. Fred VanVleet is probably going to be gone. Kyle Lowry, it's not like he's getting any younger. The Indiana Pacers, they're on a treadmill. Who knows what they're doing? Victor Oladipo may not be there. The 76ers, one day they will have to make a choice between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. The Nets, I don't know if they have a long-term future, but they certainly should be on it and competing in the East next year with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So there you have it. You talk about teams who have a long-term future. It's got to be the Celtics. It's as simple as that. The Celtics look good for years to come. The Nuggets look good for years to come. And can you imagine if Michael Porter Jr. can learn to play some damn defense, if he can learn to rebound the ball, if he can learn some of the intricacies of the game outside of relying on his athleticism, the Denver Nuggets will be right there, in my opinion, with the Boston Celtics as a team that obviously is not just competing right now, but a team that is competing into the future. And that's the best case scenario. We know we have well-run organizations to a certain degree. The Lakers will always be a glamour franchise. People cannot wait to go to Los Angeles. You could think about the Miami Heat. People want to run to Miami. They want to play for Pat Riley. They want to live in the city. Those squads, those teams aren't going anywhere. But if you're strictly talking talent, you're talking youth, you're talking about the future, you're talking about the Celtics and the Nuggets. I would say more often than not, I think Jason Tatum and Brown, one day, these guys are going to win a ring. It may not be this year. Even at right now, this exact moment, they fight in the playoffs as we move into the fourth quarter with the Heat up 77-76. This is another close matchup. When we come back from break, we're going to switch gears. And I want to continue talking about youth, but I want to talk to you about Justin Herbert. This man was called to action in one of the most unusual ways that I think any rookie quarterback has ever gotten the call to go out and compete. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before the break, I don't even know if I want to call this ironic. This is rather disappointing if you ask me. Oh, my goodness. We talked about the future of the NBA. We got two of the teams facing off right now. The Celtics and the Heat are going at it. The Celtics are up right now, 85-84, a little less than 9 minutes remaining. This is going to be a fight just the rest of tonight and the remainder of the series. I said I thought this one was going seven. I had the Celtics winning. Let's see if they can go ahead and tie the series up. We'll talk about that. But as we discuss the future of the NBA, I told you I like the Celtics. I like the Nuggets. The Lakers will always have a shot. So will the Miami Heat just because of their foundations. I got to talk about a team in the NFL right now. I have to discuss their future. And I'm talking about nobody else than the former San Diego Chargers. Excuse me. This is how people in Los Angeles feel. They probably don't even know the Chargers exist, to be honest with you. Sorry. But up in Los Angeles, Justin Herbert, the sixth overall draft pick this year, 22 years old. This man was selected out of Oregon to eventually start and take the reins for the Chargers. But like everybody else, you got to buy time. We haven't seen Tua Tagovailoa yet. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw, I think, four interceptions the first game. This past Sunday, he goes out and I think he threw three TDs. You know, rookies got to wait. Rookie quarterbacks, no rookie player in the league this year. You know, they didn't get a typical season of preparation. They didn't get a normal offseason. Not at all. And so when you go ahead and you think about Justin Herbert, he had a huge transition from being a Duck and now coming into the NFL and being a Charger. because the guy never played behind center. He always played in a shotgun formation in college. Well, this past Sunday, and one of the weirdest things I have ever seen in my life, I turn on the game. The Chiefs are taking on the Chargers. And I go, what the hell? Justin Herbert is out there? They decided to play him already? Like what happened? You know, we knew that Tyrod Taylor was keeping the seat warm for him. Tyrod Taylor is a 31-year-old veteran. He won a Super Bowl backing up Joe Flacco. He quarterbacked for the Ravens. He quarterbacked for the Bills. Helped the Bills go to the playoffs for the first time in, I don't know, something like 15 years. He went to the Pro Bowl. Tyrod Taylor is not a bum. He is a great quarterback, kind of like a great backup. Like, he can start. He can win you some games. He's not going to be a bum. He's not trash. He's good. And he's a perfect guy, unfortunately, to keep the seat warm for Justin Herbert. And so as the game went on and it's just like, oh, well, Tyrod Taylor suffered an injury prior to the game, a chest injury. It's like, what? It's just like right before the game. Was he anxious? Did he fall on a football? Did someone punch him in the gut? Like what type of injury happens right before the game? And then we come to find out, and this is ridiculous, that Tyrod Taylor, in week one, they took on the Bengals, they got a W, beat them 16-13, but Tyrod Taylor suffered a rib issue, cartilage issue. He was getting a shot to manage the pain before this game two, week two of the NFL season. He was getting a pain shot, and the doctor punctured his lung. You heard that correctly. Tyrod Taylor was getting a pain shot so he could play in game two against the Kansas City Chiefs. And the doctor punctured his lung, sending him to the hospital. And that's why he was not available to play in that matchup against the Chiefs. Now, certain things you just kind of got to shake your head at. And Justin Herbert has been confirmed he's going to get the start against the Panthers. And you know what? It is the Carolina Panthers. I don't want to just say, oh, the Panthers are automatically going to stink because Christian McCaffrey's not there. That's not the case. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers won again. Justin Herbert looked so good on Sunday. Granted, he threw for 331 yards. He had one TD. He had an interception. As a rookie, this is his first game, he completed 67% of his passes. I would say that's pretty damn good for a guy who's never thrown in an NFL game. He looked good. He looked poised. I don't know if it was because he didn't have time to think about what he was going to do out there on the field, but Justin Herbert looked ready to compete. He looked like somebody who was taken sixth overall in the draft. Now, Anthony Lynn, head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, he's made it clear that Tyrod is still the starting quarterback. Before we found out that this man was jabbed in his lungs by a doctor, his own team doctor, Anthony Lynn made it clear, regardless of what Justin Herbert just did, he's a backup for a reason. He's not starting. He's not penciled in as a starter for the reason. There are things that he's not prepared for. There are things and situations that he missed. And I understand that. But still, why the hell, utilizing the same logic, why the hell was he taking sixth overall? You want to tell me if he doesn't beat the Panthers in convincing form or fashion that he won't start again? And this is a hell of a way for Tyrod Taylor to lose his job. Tyrod Taylor is exemplary. Tyrod Taylor is respected in the NFL. Tyrod Taylor is respected in his own locker room. I agree. If I'm Anthony Lynn, I just can't hand over the reins to the team to Justin Herbert, especially if you feel Tyrod Taylor got a raw deal, even from the team doctor. Anthony Lynn, this is what he had to say on Tyrod's injury.
There was complications with his shot. He would not be 100% this week, so therefore he would not play. Justin Herbert will start at quarterback. I'm looking forward to seeing him play with a week of preparation, knowing that he's going to be the starter. And Easton Stick would back him up. So I'm not angry at all. It happens, you know. And like I said, I can't go into details about it, but it was a complication with the shot. And, you know, no one's perfect. I don't think anyone on this Zoom is perfect. So it happens, but I know the doctors, I know he's a good man, and it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, he can't go into details because this is being investigated by the NFL Players Association. I have no idea what route Tyrod Taylor is going to take, but just imagine, you know, it doesn't matter if you're an NFL player, imagine going to the doctor for one thing and being injured for something else. What would you do? Oh, yeah. You'd be calling up a lawyer. You'd be looking for that cash. You'd be looking for that money. And we don't obviously know the details. Who knows? And I don't think this would be the case. You think a doctor sits Tyrod down and says, well, we're going to go ahead and give you this shot in your ribs so you can play football today. And, yeah, there's a slight chance that I may puncture you in the ribs or in the lung. I don't think that happens. So I don't know what legal ramifications will come of this. I just know that this is a reminder, if you didn't know, that NFL players are beating the living hell out of themselves every single week to play a game they love, to make a whole lot of money, and then just go about their lives hoping that they can make it at the end. So keep that in mind the next time you see somebody get hit. Keep that in mind the next time you see Tom Brady kind of get cracked. I'd be more than happy if Tom Brady just disappeared and stopped playing football, but he's still here. And it's a testament to how long he's worked and how much he's invested into his body, even if he doesn't, you know, eat regular people food. I don't know where Tom Brady gets his food. Probably from the freshest gardens grown somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Good for Tom Brady. But for Tyrod Taylor, this would be a raw deal to go ahead and lose your job. And I don't know, Justin Herbert, he may not perform against the Panthers, knowing that he has an entire week to sit and ruminate and think about his opportunity in the NFL. Justin Herbert thought it was a joke when Coach Lynn went up to him prior to the game and said, "Hey, you're starting." He thought it was a joke. And all he had to do was go out there and react. Well, when you have an entire NFL team like the Panthers, who have an opportunity to look at what he did last week, look at his tendencies, is it going to be the same result this go around? It might be tough. Justin Herbert might look like a rookie QB. But this is bad if you're Tyrod Taylor, and this isn't the first time that you hear about professional athletes and issues with the team doctor. You want to think about one of the larger issues over the past several years? Look at Kawhi Leonard. There's a reason that Kawhi Leonard is no longer a member of the San Antonio Spurs. Kawhi Leonard suffered a quad injury. He felt that it was misdiagnosed. He felt his career was in jeopardy. And he no longer trusted one of the standard bearers of basketball. He no longer trusted the San Antonio Spurs. He bolted. He left. He finished up in Toronto. He signed his contract with the Clippers. And here you have someone that you thought would keep the San Antonio Spurs going for the next 10 years, continue a legacy started by David Robinson, passed on to a Tim Duncan. Move to here, Kawhi Leonard, this is yours. And Kawhi Leonard says, I don't trust the doctor, I'm out of here. So this isn't the first time. This isn't the last. But this is just a reminder of how much NFL athletes go through just to step out onto that field. And if this means that this is the end of Tyrod Taylor as the Chargers starting quarterback, that's unfortunate. Because ultimately, his time is going to come to take a seat anyway. But this would be a bad, bad way to go. I want to ask producer Stu. Stu, What are your thoughts? I saw that and I just had to go, well, damn.
Yeah, I saw that tweet and I had to make sure there was a blue check mark because it just didn't seem real. It seemed like something that was made up, something that you'd see on The Onion or something. But but yeah, that is such a tough deal because, like you said, I mean, these athletes, they put their lives on the line for us. They, you know, to be on the field, to be on the court. And, you know, for Taylor, you just want to really, you hope for the best for him because obviously Herbert could come in here and could do a really good job. And it could be a really, for once again, a raw deal for Taylor, who really has these last few years bounced around trying to find a job and probably still has a little something left. It's just a matter of, in this situation, bad luck. So you really feel for him there.
Yeah, and it's not like Tyrod is going to end up in a space where, hey, we're automatically going to give Tyrod Taylor a job. He's 31 years old. At this point in time, he's probably a career backup. For however much longer his career lasts, he can play another 5 years. He could play another 10. He's likely to be a backup. And if he does get a starting job or opportunity, it's likely because somebody went down. What a way to, I don't want to say put a stamp on your career. Hopefully this is just a stopping point or a roadblock for him. But we know Justin Herbert is going to take that job. That is his job to have. And I mean, what a way to go down when the team doctor gives you a shot to basically say, hey, have a seat. Your time is done. What a way to go. This will be interesting. Who knows? Maybe Tyrod sues the organization. I have no idea. Wilder things have happened. But I know if you or I caught a shot and the doctor said, this is a pain shot for your ribs, and if that damn shot, and I don't even want to think about how long the needle was, this thing goes into your lungs? Oh, yeah. I'm thinking I don't have to work anymore. It's really that simple. Who knows what Tyrod is thinking? I know he's worried about his job and his future in the NFL. More when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.